Hello, my friends, and welcome back for this week's episode of the Practical Parsha podcast. Thank God, I'm still here. No one fired me. The management didn't get upset at me for giving a podcast last week that wasn't totally on the Parsha. They let me off this time. So, before we begin, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or would like to reach out, tell me how you enjoy this podcast, feel free to send me an email at Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, KOHN, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And additionally, before we begin this week, I'd like to give a special Mazel Tov and dedicate this episode in honor of a good friend and listener to this podcast, Steve Miller and his wife, Yafit. They just got married this week. So I wish you all the blessings. May you go from strength to strength and fulfill your potential together. This week's Parsha is Parshas Bechukosai. And aside from being Parshas Bechukosai, we're also going to be finishing the book of Vayikra. We're going to be saying, Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek. Be strengthened, and you will be strong. Now, just to give a quick overview of the Parsha is really known for the Tochacha, the admonition. And before the Parsha gets into the retribution or the tochacha, the Parsha tells us about all the blessings that will come to us if we follow in the ways of the Torah, if we do the mitzvos, if we learn Torah. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today. On last year's episode, we discussed a little bit about the tochacha. But for this year, I wanted to follow up on the im b'chukosai telechu, if you will follow my decrees. So the Parsha tells us about the blessings, if we do Hashem's will, and God forbid if we don't do Hashem's will, so then there's certain curses that could come upon the Jewish people. The Parsha continues with the gifts to the temple, the different valuations, if people give donations of their value, how much is it for each type of person? We talk about the sanctification and redemption of animals, the redemption of houses and fields that became consecrated, and the Parsha finishes off about the Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, and the special Maaser Behemoth, the tithes of animals, the different tithes that will be given to the Kohanim, to the poor people, and finally we finish with Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek. Now, I wanted to share with you today a few ideas on the first verse of the Parsha. So the Parsha begins, Im b'chukosai teilechu ve'es mitzvoisai tishmoiru va'asisem oisam v'nosati gishmichem be'itam v'nosna ha'aretz yivula v'eit ha'sada yitem priya. If you will follow my decrees and observe my commandments and perform them, then I will provide your rains in their time, and the land will give its produce, and the tree of the field will give its fruit. Now, the first thing that we're going to do this week is we're going to take a look at Rashi. Rashi tells us as follows, Im b'chukosai teilechu, if you will follow my decrees. So what does it mean you will follow my decrees and observe my commandments? So Rashi is going to give us an insight into this. Im b'chukosai teilechu, if you will follow my decrees, yachol zekim ha-mitzvos. I would think this is referring to doing the mitzvos. Kishu omer ves mitzvosai tishmoiru. But since the following words in the verse says, if you follow my decrees, right? It says, if you follow my decrees and observe my commandments. So the first phrase of the pasuk, vim b'chukosai teilechu, cannot be referring to mitzvos. So it can't be talking about these statutes to follow in the ways of Hashem, can't be referring to the mitzvos because we said it afterwards. So what is it talking about? Harei kiyam ha-mitzvos, amar, right? The mitzvos were already said explicitly in the pasuk. Ha ma'ani mekayim im b'chukosai teilechu. How do I understand what's it referring to the words in b'chukosai teilechu? If you will follow my decrees, you will follow my ways. Shetiu amelim b'torah, that you should be amel in Torah. That means you should put effort into studying the Torah. And I want to read the next Rashi as well. Ve'es mitzvosai tishmoru, and observe my commandments. So Rashi tells us, havi amelim l'torah, a person should toil in Torah, al menas lishmor ulekayim, on the condition to do, to learn and to do, that we don't just learn for the sake of learning. We learn for the sake of doing. We have to take the things that we learn and put them into action. So we have two Rashis here, which really, this is going to be the springboard of this episode. But the first concept I want to talk about today is this idea of amelos batorah, toiling in Torah. Obviously, we know when it comes to our connection to Hashem and following the Torah, there's the mitzvos. And in this podcast, we always talk about there's learning Torah. That's learning Torah is not just a subject that we do. It's not something we just do to get ready for our bar mitzvah. It's the lifelong passion, the lifelong connection of a Jewish person to study Torah, to be connected to Torah, to grow in Torah. Now, it's not just enough to learn. We got to toil in it. We have to put forth effort into it. We're not just trying to superficially take in information. We want to make that connection. We want to make the connection real. And as much as we put in that connection, as much as we put in that effort, that's how much we're going to get out of what we put in, right? So when we talk about a relationship with Hashem, a relationship with God, so obviously the mitzvos are a big portion of that. But another huge component of connecting to Hashem, to growing spiritually, is the idea of being amel b'Torah, of toiling in Torah, of working hard to understand something, to plumb the depths of the Torah, because it's unlimited. And Rabbi Pliskin brings down that obviously the benefit of toiling in Torah, working hard in Torah, you know, we're going to get a spiritual connection to Hashem. We're going to grow closer. We're going to have more knowledge to be able to do. But there's another factor here we have to keep in mind, which is a benefit for ourselves right now. That the more we put effort into studying and the more we push ourselves to make that time to learn Torah and to get that clarity, the more enjoyment we're going to get out of the act of learning Torah. And the enjoyment of learning Torah is something which is better than any steak or any bottle of wine can buy that could be bought, because it's a spiritual pleasure. It's something which stays with you. You know, and I've talked about this before, that, you know, if we would have steak every day for supper, we would lose that special feeling and it would go away. But with spirituality, and, you know, the Torah is spiritual, and when it comes to studying Torah, the more we study and the more we put effort into it, the more sweetness we taste, the more we want to learn. And it's actually funny I'm talking about this, because there's two friends that I study with, and we just talked about this week actually with both of them, and they're listeners to this podcast, that the more we study, the more we want to learn. And they felt the same way as well, that the more they've begun to learn Torah, the more they've wanted to learn it even more. And this is this idea of im b'chukosai teilechu, that if we fall in our ways, not just doing the mitzvahs to go through the action, sure, that is important, we have to learn in order to do, but there's an aspect of studying Torah that the act itself is what we're trying to accomplish. That in itself is the goal. And that act of studying Torah, of getting clarity, of toiling, of working hard, of making time even when it's difficult, is what's going to give us that connection to Hashem, that connection to God, is what's going to make us closer, and it's going to give us this tremendous satisfaction that nothing else in the world can compare to. That's idea number one regarding im b'chukosai teilechu. A second thought that I want to share with you, also on this verse, is an interesting topic. Because when we think about our learning, many of us might say to ourselves, like, you know, nah, what's so good if I study Torah? Like, what do I know already? Maybe you had a late start in learning. How great will I become already? How much will I learn? And what happens is when we have such an attitude, it sort of prevents us from studying. Maybe it even prevents us from starting in the first place. It holds us back from doing maybe as much as we could. And the Chafetz Chaim tells us something very important. There once was a young man who came to the Chafetz Chaim, and he complained to them. He says that he was studying Torah for many, many years, and he never became a big Torah scholar. And the Chafetz Chaim replied to him. He said, there's no mitzvah to become this huge Torah scholar. There's a mitzvah to toil in Torah, to learn Torah. You know, that's not what we're here for. We're not here to become, I mean, we should try. It's a great feeling when we're able to study and retain and to grow even more. But if you look at it, it's purely, you know, as between your relationship with Hashem and what Hashem commands of us, is that He gave us a job to study, to learn, to apply ourselves. And our job is to do that, to give our best, to learn, to put in the time. And like we've talked about many times on this podcast, the results are not in our hands. It's only the effort that we could put in. And obviously, you know, it could be challenging at times to try to study something and not retain it and to not feel like you're growing. Okay, that could be addressed. I feel like, you know, that it is a conversation. I'm not wiping it away. But I just want to point out that it's this idea that we have to be the biggest Torah scholars. No, we have to try to learn Torah and to apply ourselves, to learn as much as we can. But the goal is the study itself. The results are not in our hands. And just to add, you know, to sweeten this idea a little bit, is that surely when we put in that effort, we get the special help from Hashem, the siyata d'shmaya, the help from heaven to achieve our goals. So it does come together, but we have to put that effort in. That's what's commanded upon us. What we will become, how much we will remember, you know, sure, we have to do our part with that as far as review and trying to take things in bite-sized portions, but the results are ultimately not in our hands. And we have to remember this. And this is something very important because the Avister of Nassim brings down that Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva. Probably, I mean, we talked about him last week in last week's episode, that the oral tradition flows through Rabbi Akiva, that there are great portions of the Talmud, if not most of it, that came through Rabbi Akiva and his teaching and his students. And the Talmud tells us the story of Rabbi Akiva. And the Avister of Nassim brings down that when Rabbi Akiva started, it's known that he was 40 years old when he started, and he didn't know anything. And things, you know, when he started off, it wasn't like he just started and it just went great. Everything was all good and just went right. He quickly progressed to the highest class in the highest yeshiva and the most. No, it's brought down that he had extreme challenges in the beginning. They put him in a class with little children, and it was very difficult for him. And he started off from just recognizing the Aleph Beis to eventually mastering the Torah to the Mishnah and so on and so forth. But what really gave Rabbi Akiva the encouragement to keep going, keep pushing, is that one time he saw in a rock there was a certain depression. There was a certain space that was carved out, and he saw that the water was flowing over the rocks. And he said to himself, if water, which is soft, can chisel a path through this rock which is solid, so too the Torah can make an impression on me. And I think the attitude we have to have when it comes to our Torah study is that we have to just put forth our effort. And this ties into the first idea. I feel like this is why this idea is really part two to the first thing we just expressed. But we have to put forth that effort. And when we put forth that effort, it's going to have impact. It will have impact, and we just have to do our best. And, you know, it's not just for us to take this message as well, to have faith in ourselves. That's obviously number one. We have to have faith in what we can accomplish. But at the same time, us as teachers, as parents, as friends, to, you know, to have faith in other people as well. That, you know, if you look at somebody sometimes, say, what's going to become of them in their spiritual life, or in general in anything. It's not just spirituality, but you never know. Sometimes it's the weakest students that excel to becoming the greatest Torah scholars because of the effort that they put in. And this idea of the parsha of B'chukosai Teilechu really brings home this thought that it's not just the great Torah scholars that have to toil in Torah. It's every single Jew according to their level. And this is a very important idea that we see from this week's parsha. The third idea I wanted to share with you that also ties into this first verse of the parsha takes us to this idea of V'chukosai Teilechu. The actual wording of the pasuk, it says, if you will follow my decrees, and V'es mitzvesai tishmoiru v'asisam oisam, and, you know, and observe my commandments and perform them. So If you translate the verse literally, it says, in b'chukosai telechu, if you walk in my ways, right? It could also be translated as walking, that you could have movement, there's movement. And Reb Simcha Bunim and Pshisch, he points out that the verse here, aside for telling us about this idea of toiling in Torah, but there's an important aspect or ability that us as human beings have that nobody else, nothing else has in the universe. And what is that? And he says that if you look at a human being, we are different than angels. An angel is always referred to as like the epitome of holiness. It's always the holiest thing you could think of as an angel, like this holy being. But one thing an angel doesn't have that we have is that it doesn't have movement. An angel was created in holiness and it stays that way. It doesn't have choice and it stays in the same position. Doesn't go up, doesn't go down. And it stays forever like that. But us as human beings have the ability to progress upwards, to move, to change who we are, to become someone maybe we didn't even recognize. Hopefully it's for good, right? We could decide which way we want to go. We have movement. We have progression. And Rabbi Twersky brings down a verse from Zechariah that says as follows. If you walk in my ways and safeguard my charge, I shall permit you movement among these immobile angels. Meaning Hashem has given us the ability to have movement. And when we say movement, it doesn't mean, being able to run around and to play football, but it means to grow spiritually. That a human being has the ability to really grow even higher than angels. Because when an angel doesn't have that choice, we have to make the conscious decision to do the right thing. He brings down a story from Reb Sadia Gaon. Reb Sadia Gaon was one of, the great Gaonim from the Gaonic period. And he says that Reb Sadia Gaon was once traveling and he came to an inn. And the innkeeper didn't recognize him, who he was. And obviously he treated him, nicely and respectfully. But someone else came in and recognized Reb Sadia. And he told the innkeeper. And after the innkeeper found out, he quickly runs over to Reb Sadia. And he apologizes and begs for forgiveness. And Reb Sadia Gaon says, well, why are you apologizing? You treated me fine. He says, sure, I treated you fine. But if I would have known who you were then, I would have treated you even greater. And Reb Sadia Gaon became teary. He said, today I have a better understanding of Hashem, of God, than I did yesterday. If I only had known yesterday what I know today, I would have served Hashem with much greater fervor, with much, much better. When we look at the mitzvos we do, some of the mitzvos we do probably were taught as children. Or the way we learn the parsha is the way we were taught when we were children. Sometimes, there's a little bit of a disservice because we're doing those mitzvos the same way that we were taught when we were a child. But the parsha, teaches us otherwise. Because we see in B'chukosai Telechu that this idea of walking, human beings, we have to move. We have to move spiritually. And, the story of Reb Sadia Gaon really brings home this point that hopefully today the way we understand the Parsha should be on a higher level than when we did 20 years ago. And the way that we, do the mitzvos, the way we keep kosher, the way we keep Shabbos, the way we do any of our mitzvos should be better than we were doing it, a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. The point is that we need to have spiritual progression. To be honest with ourselves, are we improving or are we, not improving? Because we could only be going up or down. And, if we hopefully push in the right directions, we can't change the past, but we can go forward to improve on where we, from where we were yesterday, to be better people. Because God forbid, we never want to look back and say, I could have been even greater. I could have been even better. And this is an important idea that we see from the Parsha that really differentiates us, this reason of why humans can be higher than angels, because we can move. We can grow. We can become to the highest heights. It just takes us being honest with ourselves to look for something small in the things that we do, to use it to go forward, to be better than we were before. And this is something we could think about, how we can improve in certain areas, something we should always be thinking about. You know, some of the great Musar, teachers of Musar, they say that before a person goes to bed, they should always think of one little thing where they can improve. You know, maybe that's a hard thing to do every day, but the point is that these concepts of growth should be in the forefront of our mind, and that's the key to the blessing, I believe. It says, "In b'chukosai telechu," maybe this could tie in very beautifully, because before the parsha goes into the admonition, before the retribution of what happens if we, God forbid, do something wrong, it tells us, follow in the ways of Hashem, and everything will be good for us. It says, if you walk in the ways of Hashem, if, you know, maybe today we're not doing everything, but if, are we walking? Are we growing? Are we going forward? Are we doing a little bit more than we were doing yesterday? Because that's the key to the blessing. Not to be static, not to stay in the same place. And God willing, when we do that, we'll get to, you know, higher levels than angels. And with that, I'm going to finish for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to reach out, feel free to send me an email at rabbishlomokohn@gmail.com. Have a great day.